Welcome back to March Music Madness. Slip your $5 and your sheet under the door. It's another thrift store vinyl hour. This is Skip Tillinghast, and yes, it's time to make the donuts once again. We're not here for a long time, we're here for a good time, so we might as well celebrate something cool, and that's records. The fun kind of records, and not the boring type. This week we've got Supertramp and the band waiting in the wings. Some honky-tonk from the likes of Hank Jr. and Dottie West and Bobby Bear. We'll salute some of the best singer-songwriters, including Loudon Wainwright III, Jimmy Webb, and Bob Dylan. And what was bubblegum music all about? We'll explore that with Ohio Express, the Lemon Pipers, and the Archies. You can't stop a train, you gotta let it roll on. Let's go ahead and get things started with Bad Finger.
I'm
You know, I'll never forget the first time my son expressed an interest in vinyl records. We'd be listening to music, and I would say, I have that song on CD. He was unimpressed. But if I told him I had a vinyl record of the song, well, that was a different story. Our opening set this week is now a matter of record. It was Badfinger out of the UK with Baby Blue. They were the Ivies before landing a contract with Apple Records, taking their new name from the working title of the Beatles with a little help from my friends. Our friends from the band brought us We Can Talk from Music from the Big Pink. The Big Pink, of course, referring to the house near Woodstock, New York, where band members would gather with friends and work out material for their first two albums. And we're never too full for a little breakfast in America. The sixth studio album by Supertramp, released in 1979, and the final cut from the disc, Child of Vision. Supertramp songs would often feature just one vocalist, either Roger Hodgson or Rick Davies, but on Child of Vision, they shared the lead vocal. Breakfast in America marked one of the last time all the members of Supertramp got along with each other. And we're going to get along to a little set of music here featuring country greats like Hank Jr.
I guess you noticed there is only 11 roses. I chose them from our garden where they grew. Take the roses and look into the mirror, and the 12th rose will be looking back at you. There's just some say more than man can say. After what I've done, you may not keep the roses, but I just thought I would send them anyway. Say more than man can say. After what I've done, you may not keep the roses, but I just thought I would send them anyway. Just thought I should send them anyway.
I a thousand things we used to do. With someone else, they never seem the same. For even in other arms, I think of you. I close my eyes and almost call your name. I wonder when will I forget about you? When will I ever love again? When
I've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadows on the wall tell me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby. Take your love to town. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed, and the wants and needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. For it wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chores. Oh, I know, Ruby, that I'm not the man I used to be. But, Ruby, I still need your company. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know, I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. Don't take your love to town.
I told my wife that today's show would feature nothing but I'm a Believer by the Monkees. But then I saw her face. We changed it around a little bit. Hey, leading things off there, a good song from Hank Williams Jr., 11 Roses, which he had out in 72. And became his first number one single. After that, it was Dorothy Jo Marsh, better known as Dottie West, and her song When. Dottie West first came to the attention of Nashville in the 1960s on the strength of her song Here Comes My Baby Back Again. She continued having hits through the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Dottie West had that distinctive smoky voice. In the late 80s and early 90s, though, Dottie West went bankrupt and had to sell many of her possessions. And it was in 1991 that she needed a ride to the Grand Ole Opry, so she called up a neighbor. They got into a car accident on the way to the Opry House. Dottie West was pretty banged up, and she stayed alive in the hospital for a few days before passing away at age 58. And rounding things out there was Bobby Bear and his rendition of Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town, a song often covered, the most famous version by Kenny Rogers and the First Edition. And on this edition of the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, we have a little singer-songwriter spotlight. Leading things off this time, Loudon Wainwright III, getting us ready for the summertime.
Singing.
No, 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 no,
put it on the news today. It set my ears to ringing, yeah. 'Cause the last time I saw P.F. Sloan, he was summer burned, he was winter blown. You know, he turned the corner all along, but he continued, yes, he continued. Oh, he continued singing, yeah.
If you see her, say hello. She might be in Tangier. She left here last early spring. Is living there, I hear. Say for me that I'm all right. Though things get kind of slow, she might think that I've forgotten her. Don't tell her it isn't so. We had a falling out, like lovers often will. And to think of how she left that night, it still brings me a chill. And though our separation, it pierced me to the heart, she still lives inside of me. We've never been apart. If you get close to her, kiss her once for me. Always have respected her for doing what she did and getting free. Oh, whatever makes her happy, I won't stand in the way. For the bitter taste still lingers on from the night I tried to make her stay. I see a lot of people as I make their rounds, and I hear her name here and there as I go from town to town. Just learn to turn it off. Either I'm too sensitive, or else I'm getting soft. Sundown, yellow moon, I replay the past. I know every scene by so fast. If she's passing back this way, I'm not that hard to find. Tell her she can look me up if she's got the time.
Many moons ago, in the olden days. Now, years ago, anytime a sentence starts with those words, it's a definite sign of trouble. We got the set going with the swimming song, courtesy of Loudon Wainwright III. Later this year, Loudon Wainwright III will turn 75 years old. His heyday included the 1972 hit Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road, as well as three appearances on the sitcom MASH as Captain Spaulding. It was Jimmy Webb with a tribute to his songwriting buddy P.F. Sloan. The Jimmy Webb catalog includes big hits not only by Glenn Campbell and the Fifth Dimension, but also MacArthur Park by Richard Harris, and The Worst That Could Happen by Johnny Maestro and Brooklyn Bridge, all the way up to The Highwayman by The Highwaymen. And then we had some mid-70s Bob Dylan from Blood on the Tracks. It was If You See Her, Say Hello. It marked Dylan's return to Columbia Records after a two-record stint with Asylum. Blood on the Track, also Dylan's first album release after his legendary tour with The Band. Hey, The Band, you've already been on the show today. And now for something totally different, a salute to bubblegum music, starting with Ohio Express on the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour.
Bye. silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hit it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Drop a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
I'll never forget that time I stayed at a hotel. The towels were so thick, I couldn't get my suitcase closed. case closed on our set of bubblegum music today. What is bubblegum music, you ask? Well, one definition says it's a type of pop music with an upbeat sound that is considered to be disposable, contrived, marketed for children and young adults. The heyday of bubblegum music was 1967 to 72. There is considerable debate whether the Monkees fit into that category. But three songs we know definitely fit the category include The Ohio Express and Yummy Yummy Yummy. That was from 1968, when the world was falling apart, but you could still hear on the radio a feel-good song like the Lemon Pipers' Green Tambourine. And from the following year, 1969, perhaps the quintessential example of bubblegum music, especially with a tie-in to Saturday morning cartoons aimed at the same audience. Sugar Sugar by the Archies. Bubblegum music also made the scene on the small screen in prime time, not only with the Monkees, but also with the Partridge Family. Changing trends in the music industry by 1972 had all but put an end to bubblegum music. We could play you many more examples, but it's probably best to lay off the sugar for a while.
Oh, Don't you know they suddenly rise? They started so long ago, head to toe, helping will be and why. Sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the heroes and
there for anyone to change. Still, you know it seems Fountain of sorrow, fountain of light. You've known that hollow sound of your own steps in flight. You've had to struggle, you've had to fight to keep understanding and compassion in sight.
You know what really grinds my gears? When I'm trying to teach my child how to drive a stick. We are rounding the curve and headed toward home on this edition of the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. A final set today, filled with random memories. We started with Roy Orbison and Dream Baby, proving that the Big O didn't just sing heartbreaking ballads. He could still rock it up once in a while with the best of them. Also along in there was a Beach Boys classic, a masterpiece called Heroes and Villains. And speaking of heroes, we had Jackson Browne in there, A Fountain of Sorrow. And that's in honor of one of his early albums, Late for the Sky, being inducted into the National Recording Registry later this year. That means it'll be in the Library of Congress, and we still won't be able to check it out with our library card. We are closing things down, but I'm glad you made time for us this week. This is Skip Tillinghast, and for everyone here at the Thrift Store, thanks for being a good listener.